Every week, I hear that obesity is a national crisis, and it's always put down to rich diet and a paucity of exercise. But when experts think of exercise, they imagine jogging and walking and weightlifting. That's not the problem. That's big exercise. It's all the little exercise we miss that's the real problem. Think, for example, of our ancestors. Less than 100 years ago, they had no buzz fans and had to use hand fans. They had no electric window openers in their cars and actually had to crank them by hand. They had no remote controls and had to get up off the couch in order to change the channel on the TV or tune the station on the radio. They had no electric clocks and had to turn a key. Think of all the calories expended by having to turn that key. When I was a kid learning to drive, in order to dim the lights, you had to press a steel button on the floorboard with your foot. This required a lot of calorie expenditure, plus, of course, very, very, very heavy shoes. And even, in fact, to open the garage door, you actually had to use hand and arm strength. When you were behind the wheel, you incessantly had to shift gears between low, second, and high. These little exercises add up. New technology has totally robbed us of them. Just getting up off the couch every night of the year to change the TV channel is equal to, well, a week of jogging and 2 weeks of exercise stairs. You can look it up. This is Tom McBride. That's my perspective.